Ninth Story Studios, giving story a voice. Welcome to the lift. Get ready to take a ride.
Hello, I'm Daniel Foytek, and I thank you for joining us for a special episode of Victoria's Lift. Today, we're presenting the third of five mini-episodes for Christmas called A Little Lift for the Holidays. Full-sized episodes are coming, but until then, let's join Victoria for today's tale, Matchless, by L.B. Waltz, told by Mary Murphy, Amber Loverling, nay Collins, and me. Thank you to all of you for being a part of Victoria's Christmas celebration. Check back tomorrow for our next tale.
You can wait inside, you know. It's warmer in here.
Alina isn't certain which startles her more, the voice or the offer. Neither had been expected. Either might have made her jump, had she felt capable of movement. As it is, she remains frozen, still as the ice-covered bricks that comprise the building against which she's huddled. The girl in the doorway grins, her eyes as green as a Christmas tree, her teeth the color of the winter moon.
The chaise lounge in my lobby might be old, but it's a far cry more comfortable than cobbles.
Oh, I'm not waiting.
Aren't you?
I'm trying to sell. That is, I've work to do.
Don't be silly, it's far too late for that. No, it's not time for you to work, it's time for you to rest.
But
I insist you wait inside. It's cold as death out here. Come along.
Without leaving the doorway, the girl grasps Alina's frigid hand. For as heavy as she had felt moments before, it only takes a gentle tug for the girl to coax Alina upright. Even less effort is needed to pull her into the vestibule. The building is massive. More hotel than home, full of complex brass work detailing and polished cherry wood. Mistletoe hangs over closed doors. Garlands vanish down long halls. Dust motes glimmer in the air, like snowflakes caught in suspension. And as the oil lamp's haze glints off their edges, Alina finds herself wondering vaguely about time. What an odd place. Still, the girl had been right. It is warmer in here. Meekly, Alina allows herself to be guided through the elegant lobby, bustled around couches and curio displays and over to an ornate hearth. A Yule log sits cradled in its heart. It is yet unused, that log, and so should probably look fresh. Instead, it appears to be quite old, like a remnant from a memory, or a toy, the sort with which one might play a game of pretend. Somewhere in the building, a clock tolls.
You poor thing. You must be so cold. I'll start a fire. Now let's see. Where did I put...
Oh, I can help.
Not to worry. You're my guest.
Please, let me repay you for your kindness. I have matches. They're right... Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I forgot. I used them all earlier.
So you did.
The little girl snaps her fingers, a sound like striking flint. Behind her, The Yule log ignites with a burst, flames crackling and dancing as if they'd been roaring for hours. This time, Alina can and does jump.
But Lord, how did...
While we're on the subject, I didn't realize that, residuals were leaking from my building. I suppose that rather explains the draft.
Residuals?
I'm curious, Alina. What visions did you see?
How did you know that I... Wait, I never told you my name.
What did you see in the match's fire, Alina? Was it a source of anger, perhaps? Resentment? Some secret or lie that you've told yourself or another?
No, I saw my grandmother.
Your grandmother? Is she someone you miss?
Yes, very much.
From the sixth floor, then. Thank you, Alina. You've been a great help. Consider my kindness repaid in full.
What do you mean? What is happening? Who are you?
I think the more important question is, who is that?
Baffled, Alina follows the gesticulating sweep of the girl's arm. A gasp stoppers any further demands from escaping her mouth.
Grandmother?
The woman in the blaze is elderly and beautiful, with wisps of pale hair that undulate about her temples. Her curves are soft, her eyes are shining, and her smile glows with a radiance even warmer than the flames in which she stands. When she nods, the whole of Elena's body is bathed in rose-gold light.
I told you that you were waiting for someone.
Trembling, Elena reaches for her grandmother's outstretched hand. Overwhelmed by the familiar constellations of her ember-bright liver spots. When they touch, there is no pain. There is only the velvet comfort of her grandmother's skin. There is only the floral sweetness of her grandmother's perfume. There is only joy.
I'm leaving now, I think. Grandmother will be taking me home.
Mind how you go. Goodbye, Alina.
The fire puts itself out with a celestial flash. There are no ashes left in the grate. The Yule log remains unburned.
Merry Christmas.
And then she is alone again. Alone in the dark lobby. Sighing, Victoria turns towards the nearest window, glancing out into the night. The stars that twinkle beyond those frosted panes illumine the contours of the pale blue body that lies curled in her building's shadow.
I'd rather thought you'd had your fill of children's corpses.
On a nearby table, Victoria's music box trills. The offered melody is discordant. Melancholic. It harmonizes perfectly with the distant chime of her lift.
Right, of course. To work.
With purposeful steps, Victoria returns to her lift. There is no time to rest. Thank you to our supporters for making the show possible. Today's episode featured Mary Murphy as Alina and Amber Loverling as Victoria. Today's custom score was created by our resident composer, Nico Vitese, of the Inky Paw Print. Artwork is by Jesse Hawk of the Inky Paw Print. Our author is L.B. Waltz. Story editor and producer is Daniel Foytek of Ninth Story Studios. Until tomorrow, are you sure that's an angel standing on the top of your tree? Or is it a little girl with a very odd music box?